Now joined on Downtown by a forward for the Boston Pride of the National Women's Hockey League and a member of the U.S. Olympic women's ice hockey team, it's Hillary Knight. Hillary, welcome into Downtown.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, let's first talk about the National Women's Hockey League and why you decided to play for the league in its inaugural season and what appealed to you the most compared to other organizations you could have competed in.
Yeah, I think the most appealing thing to me was that it had a grand vision and a direction that it wanted to bring women's hockey as a whole and move it forward and grow the game from a grassroots level and continue to develop players, both youth and elite.
You've already made some history, too, in the young season already by scoring the first goal for the Pride and the first multi-point game. How does it feel for you to be able to etch your name in the record books for the franchise so early on?
To be honest, I mean, at one aspect, it's great, but, you know, on the other aspect, I'm not really interested in personal accolades, and really it would be great if the other people who contributed on the play could also get etched with me. But I know eventually when I'm removed from hockey and removed from team sports, I'll look back and be able to appreciate it a little bit more. But at this time, I think we're just focusing on creating a competitive environment and our next game on Sunday.
Speaking of a team environment, you participated in that with the U.S. Olympic national team, helping guide the U.S. to a silver medal in both the Vancouver and Sochi games. Can you talk about the experience to represent your country at such a global event?
Yeah, I think whenever you have the opportunity to represent the United States on a world stage, it's an incredible opportunity. The word I use is actually magical, because you feel like a little kid again. The first time you go to a Disneyland or a Disney World, or the first time you enter into a candy shop, you want to just run around wild, because it is such an amazing feeling. And to have the honor of representing one's country and have that responsibility as well, especially competing with and against the best athletes in the world, it's truly an amazing experience.
Your first experience in Vancouver, you were actually under the age of 21. Was the second go-through in Sochi a little bit more of a relaxing experience, or is every single time you go out there a little bit overwhelming knowing that you're competing at such a grand scale and the whole world's watching?
Yeah, I think the Olympics are the Olympics, but I do think that there is some sage wisdom you take after your first Olympic experience, and if you have the wonderful opportunity of going back again in 4 years, you definitely have a different outlook on things. And I was able to shut down a lot of the external factors the second time through and really focus on honing my craft and making sure that I bring the best number 21 to the table of, you know, our teammates. So we had a really good run. I mean, obviously we came up short, but I think everyone's extremely hungry still, if not more hungry, after these two last losses to Canada.
So we can expect to hopefully see you in just 2.5 years or so in South Korea?
Fingers crossed.
That's the goal.
We have a really competitive pool, so it's always a tryout. We're always being evaluated, and I think that creates a really good competitive culture amongst ourselves, and we're going to bring the best United States team to the world stage in Korea.
We're talking with Hillary Knight of the Boston Pride here on Downtown. Now, I have to talk about something. Back in 2011, you were honored with what could be one of the best honors of anyone's career, but in Sun Valley, Idaho, I was reading, you were honored with a Hillary Knight Day. How was that like for you?
It was incredible. I guess I didn't really understand the magnitude of getting a day named after you. I was like, oh, this is cool. And then my dad was like, you need to fly out to Idaho. This is a really big deal. I was like, really? I've bounced around a lot, but fortunately for me, Sun Valley and Ketchum, Idaho has really been a place that I can call home for the last 16 years, even if my family has lived in other states. So it's an honor to have a day named after you, and especially very special and particularly special to me just because it is somewhere that I call home and can go back and relax and just soak it all in.
Speaking of something very special, the ESPN, the magazine Body Issue, you were a part of, and it's a great honor, I would imagine, to be part of that one and to also showcase the training that you've been doing and also putting yourself on a scale to be noticed, I would say. That must have been a good experience for you.
Absolutely. I think nowadays there's a lot of top athletes that want to be in the Body Issue. And when I got the call, I said yes immediately, fist pumping on the other phone. And when I showed up for the shoot, I was going, oh my gosh, what did I sign up for? I'm going to be naked in front of the entire world. But it wasn't just necessarily about me. It was about spreading our sport and also spreading this awareness of, or bringing awareness of body image and how not everyone has to have the same body, and you just have to own who you are and be happy with who you are, and our differences are what make us great.
Hillary, what can hockey fans expect from watching the NWHL this season in its first year?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a very competitive environment. The fan atmosphere is going to be extremely interactive, and we've already witnessed that on our first, when Boston Pride played up in Buffalo. We walked out and we were getting booed by just under 2,000 people, and you're going, oh my gosh, this is the real deal. So as long as people are there and butts are in seats and people are watching, it's going to be a great atmosphere, and you're also going to see great hockey. So it's a win-win, and I really encourage everyone to come out, and maybe it's the first time they're watching hockey, or they can't even count on their fingers how many times they've been to a hockey game, but come out and watch, and you'll be impressed for sure.
You can follow Hillary on Twitter at Hillary with one L underscore Knight. You can also find more information online at the Boston Pride and the NWHL at nwhl.co. Hillary, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.